Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is January 29, 2009, Day 3. This is not your typical podcast. This is primarily about me and getting porn out of my life. To help me stop looking at porn on a regular basis. To help me stop looking at porn altogether. And if I can help you along the way, then so be it. This is my adventure through destroying the porn in my life. Again, and this is day three, like I mentioned before. Today has gone actually really well, and since it's gone well, I figured I'd share a couple of verses that have to do with joy. But first, a little bit more. I struggle with this every single day. I deal with, just the temptation of porn in like every single thing I look at, or hear, or do. Along with the struggle of looking at porn comes the struggle of my actions, how it affects what I do, how it affects how I act, hence actions, and how it affects my lifestyle and how I talk. I notice as the temptation increases, I begin to talk definitely unchristian-like, definitely not how I should. So, you know, if you've ever noticed these things and basically been looking at porn chronically or even been speaking like you shouldn't chronically, this is one of those unfortunate things that is about porn, that it starts to envelop you, where you start to live a certain lifestyle that you shouldn't. So, as we move forward here, there's a verse that actually refers to joy in the morning. And that's basically, at least it's helped me along the way. Well, let me just read it to you and then we'll go from there. So it's Psalm 35, chapter 30, verse 5. And this is the New Living Translation. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. So I've always taken this in the past, you know, this may not be the proper interpretation, but I've always taken this in the past as meaning, obviously it's talking about God's wrath, that sort of thing, but it's always meant for me that although I may have done wrong and through the evening I may be upset about it, or maybe in my mind and maybe I'm not upset, but I just, you know, it's always there or ever present, maybe in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. So that's always helped me along the way. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but the amount that I've looked at porn dumbs down your reaction to how women are dressed, how women are, you know, look, how they present themselves, and what they really as opposed to what they really should be. So instead of looking where you should, your eyes wander all over the place. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, it's hard enough to get away from just looking at porn, but then you've got all these other issues. You know, you see an attractive woman walk by, you've got to keep your eyes in the right spot. You can't think the wrong thoughts. But our society's got us so, you know, sucked into that type of lifestyle, from any normal sitcom, and I'm talking sitcoms that go back, you know, Seinfeld, Friends, to even some of the newer sitcoms, like, not even along those lines, but newer sitcoms, like even Lost, how they dress, 24 even. So, Every little thing, you know, draws your eyes to where it shouldn't. Of course, we find that attractive, and we desire and many times lust for more of it. So again, Psalm 30, verse 5, at the end says, "But joy comes with the morning." And in not mourning as in upset, but mourning as in day, is the way it's written anyway. And then within Psalms, David again says, you know, in chapter 90, verse 14, "Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives." And I can tell you one thing, that's what I yearn for. You know, I have this perfect picture of what my life should be, or what I would desire it to be. And, you know, that's with God's love and presence, that's always there. There's always a peace brought upon, or brought about, by looking, or not looking at porn, by being, I don't know, by being obedient to what you know you should do. So, I'm not going to keep rambling on about this, but, you know, I hope you're doing well. You know, you're doing well with your struggle and looking at porn. You know, like I said, this is a day-to-day thing for me. So, you know, like I said, hopefully you're doing well yourself. And let's just have a quick moment of prayer so, we can wrap things up here and get on with our day. Lord, we thank you for your unfailing love, your forgiveness, your son that died on the cross. And we ask, Lord, that he would continue to reign in our lives, that we would keep our focus on you, that we'd keep our focus on righteousness instead of lust, which is so tempting so many times a day. Help us to keep our eyes on the straight and narrow and not look where we're not supposed to. And help us to continue to just trust you for everything we have in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time.